Welcome to the second in our series of Middleton-based podcasts. This one today is going to be around the co-curriculum, and I've been kindly joined today by Mr. Beaumont.
Good morning, everyone.
As you all know, Mr. Beaumont, obviously our lead PE teacher, but he's also in charge of our extended schools offer here at Middleton. Just before we get into our conversation a bit further, no doubt you would have heard the music at the start of our podcast today. This kind of links to our theme today of co-curriculum, because we ran a competition for the year 5-6 children to actually take part and actually produce some music appropriate for the introduction and to the end of a podcast. And it was really well received by the children. We had almost 20 entries from children across year 5 and 6 who had produced some music for this podcast. That kind of extension of the curriculum at work. So I'm very pleased to say the music you've just heard were from some girls in year 6, Mildred, Alyssa, Nia and Fleur. So very well done, girls, for putting together that intro music. At the end of our podcast today, the outro, which is a term I didn't know existed until I'd done this, that was put together by Arushi. Okay, so well done, Arushi. You'll hear Arushi's music at the end. So, yeah, as we said, that's kind of an example of what co-curriculum is, that idea that co-curriculum goes alongside what children are learning in the classroom. So, Mr. Beaumont, anything to add about what you would say our co-curriculum is, what it means to us here at Middleton?
I think that we provide a broad and balanced curriculum within the classroom, but all children are going to find certain areas of the curriculum more to their taste. So it's more about developing the opportunities for them to expand on things that they're really interested in, because we learn best with things that we are interested in. So I think it's about sparking that interest in broader areas that they might not be able to access outside of school, because it might be quite hard unless you are a scientist as a parent, or there's a scientist in the family, to really give children the regular opportunities to do that, other than maybe take them to the National Science Museum. So it's about giving them those regular opportunities to revisit learning and topics that that they've visited in the classroom or on the mugger.
Indeed, yeah, and that it's cleared up really well, in the sense that we give children a flavour of the whole curriculum at school. But for those children who are absolutely passionate or want to learn more, we're kind of entry level here at primary school. Yeah. Obviously, when they get to secondary school, they're going to go and pick their subjects and find out more. But we want to provide more opportunities than just in the school day, more things for the children to spark their interest and their curiosity. And sometimes it's things that can't just be done at home by going online. Mm. Opportunities to do things, take part in events and clubs and things that you couldn't just do at home. When we're talking about this co-curriculum, we're not just talking about clubs, are we?
No. So co-curriculum, can be before the day, during the day, after the day. It could be things that are set as almost homework tasks, but sort of optional homework, if you like, more the challenges, like the music at the beginning of this podcast, for example. No one was told they had to do it; they did it off their own backs because they had their interest. So, although they will have done it regularly in the build up, that doesn't mean that it's going to happen every single week. Although it could do, if that's what the demand was, we'd look to obviously meet that demand.
Definitely. And it's as Mr. Beaumont said there with the music, in year 6 in particular, they had been doing some work on composing their own bits of music. And this competition was a chance for them to actually apply that for a real purpose. Mm. Their music is actually being used for this podcast. And that's part of what we're wanting to do as well, is actually spark the interest in the lessons and then extend that further and provide those real opportunities for the children. I think it's fair to say, Ms. Beaumont, that this is something as a school we've led in terms of sport for many, many, many years, and giving the children so many opportunities to participate in different sports, different events that they like in PE lessons but actually want to do further. Did you want to perhaps talk a little bit more about our kind of sporting offer and how we offer that?
I think it sort of evolves as we go, because as I sort of mentioned before, we can put things on, but if it's not what the children we currently have at Middleton, you know, want to access, then we have to change that. So I've got the timetable in front of me. At the moment, at one point we were trying to go away from football because, you know, it is probably the most paid sport outside of school. But, you know, now we've got sort of gone back to it, and it is, you know, there is a lot of football, for example, because that's what our children want to play. That's what they want to do. So we've got to meet that need.
There's no point just putting on a random range of sports that the kids wouldn't have interest in. You get three or four children turning up.
Yeah. And that is a big limiting factor with anything we do. You know, we can, I mean, it's always difficult sometimes to source the quality of the club, but, you know, we can go and source clubs, but if people don't want it, it's a pointless exercise. So we try and provide everyone with the opportunity at their particular level. So, if there are some people who want to turn up and play a sport with their friends, then there's a club for that. If there's a group of children who actually want to go and do something to compete and to play games and competitions, tournaments against other schools, again, we try and meet that. It's about trying to meet everyone where they are more than everything. And then obviously lower down the school, when we're talking foundation, year one, year two, we're trying to broaden. We're trying to get them as much experience as possible, because they don't know. I mean, arguably, year sixes don't all know what they like yet, because they haven't experienced everything. But it's, you know, trying to open as many doors as possible. So if they do like hockey, badminton, tennis, they can go and, you know, they're very lucky in Milton Keynes that all of those things are available. So like you said, it is kind of an extended entry point, you know, so they've tried it in the curriculum, they've then tried it here. We can only take it so far, but we can obviously then signpost them outside of school to those opportunities too.
Yeah, and that's a really good point. It's we do have children who through curriculum, through joining our clubs, for competing for the school, actually have talents that they would need to take further.
Yeah.
That's a key part of our role, is actually identifying that talent and saying, well, okay, we can do so much with it, but then identifying to the right club, right athletic club, whatever it might be, to take that on further. Yeah, and I think that I really like that point that you made there, that we give opportunities for children to enjoy and participate in the sport, but also finding that right balance between for children who want to excel and want to compete. And we're lucky in Milton Keynes that there are so many different events and competitions and festivals to do that.
Yeah, much. I don't live in the Milton Keynes area, and I know where I live, they do it in a very different way. I think the offer that they get, you know, in primary sport in Milton Keynes is very strong. Would we like it to be a little bit more diverse? Yes, but there are only so many hours in the day that we can provide these opportunities, and there are only so many times that the secondary schools are willing to lend us their sites and things. So there's quite a lot of things we have to take into account. But I think generally children in Milton Keynes get a good offer.
Yeah, and I think here at Middleton as well.
Yes, definitely.
Through what you guys provide, you and Mr. Dowse as our PE teachers here at school, but also the range of external providers. And I think that's an important thing as well. For us, it sometimes as a school, with the expertise of staff that we have here, we can provide these opportunities, but sometimes we have to be realistic and say, look, we need to get an outside provider. So I'm thinking for something like the chess club.
Yeah.
I can play chess, but I certainly can't teach it. But you went and sourced somebody to come in and actually coach that.
And netball was a thing that we had. I mean, it is a mixed club. I think that generally speaking, there are girls that attend that club now. But we sourced an external coach from the local team because, you know, it's great because she has that enthusiasm that the girls share there is a direct link that, you know, if they like it there, she literally is the coach of the under 10s team for that particular club. So I think she's taken like 4 or 5 girls already over there. So yeah, so anything that we don't have the, you know, because it's very different, as I'm sure some of the parents know, knowing how to play something, but then actually trying to get it down to the level of a 7-8-year-old who's not had much experience is a very different thing. You must speak in a completely different language in some instances.
And yeah, you have to have that specialist knowledge, yeah, how to develop others. And I think we've talked about sports so far, but I think that extends into music as
Yes, definitely. I think, and again, with the music, I think it's an interesting one because you've got children who enjoy music from different angles. Some will like to sing, some will just like to listen to the music, and then you've got the others who want to play it as well. So I think, I mean, definitely the singing, because we have the choir that we go and I don't know if it's a competition actually, but they go and sing at Young Voices, and it's a great event.
It's a huge celebration.
Isn't it? Yeah, I don't think there is winners and losers per se, but you know, it's an awesome event to go, you know, to that arena and, you know, have that experience of singing there is a great opportunity. And then, you know, we have our music lessons throughout the week and they get to perform. You know, we've done talent shows in the past again, because there might be some children that those two things don't quite fit. They might have just something that slightly sits outside that. So, you know, it's just about that whole holistic of trying to find something for everyone. So,
And I think that's something we've always historically been very strong as a school with our sport and music offer. And over the last couple of years, certainly coming out of COVID and lockdown, we've been conscious to try and find something for every child across the range of the curriculum. And we've been working really hard, our staff, our subject leaders here at Middleton, for each individual subject, thinking of ways that they can extend that, be it a club, be it a competition, be it an event, where for children who are passionate about design and technology, art, history, will have those opportunities. And that's something we've worked on with subject leaders this last couple of years in particular.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had numerous conversations with subject leaders about, can we try and source this? Can we try and source that? Honestly, sometimes that hits difficulty with finding the providers of the quality that we would expect, because I'd rather have no club than have a club that puts a group of children off. So we've got to quite late stages with some of the subjects, and actually we've said, no, I don't think this is for us. So so sometimes that's worth noting. It's not that we don't want to do it, but we're also very conscious that it has to be of the standard that we would expect at our school.
Yeah, and that's the balance, isn't it? You could have somebody who's an expert in their particular field and they are very knowledgeable with teaching it, but to perhaps the adults, but haven't taught children. And having somebody to come in who's an expert in their field and actually has the experience of teaching and working with children, that can sometimes be harder to find.
Yes, yeah.
But we certainly have, and there are lots of opportunities we're provided, and sometimes where it may not be a club as such, where it's actually giving the children who are so passionate about something a project, a competition, something they can just go and take on a bit further. And yesterday we hosted here at Middleton the Living Museum for Year 3 and 4 pupils. We did one before Christmas for the Year 5 and 6 pupils, and it's quite a simple setup really, in the sense that the children who are passionate about history were set a project, if they wanted to go and find out about somebody famous from history and then come and present that in a fair, in a showcase. And the quality of some of the work the children went away and did yesterday for the Year 3, 4 children, who off their own bat, again, this isn't set homework, this is an extra, just went off, and the range of different people they found out about. Some of the children, inspired by their history lessons in Year 4, went and found out about ancient Greeks or famous Romans, but others went and found out about famous people who would link back to their family background or their family, where their families were from. And it was just really impressive to see the passion. I know we've also had other things. For example, we've had great Middleton make-offs, and before Christmas it was linked to the World Cup, and there were lots of projects that children went away to make, football stadiums, football pitches. I think there is a cooking version of that competition happening in the summer term. It's just finding different ways for the children to express.
So if they need a judge for that and it's cake, then I think there'll be a lot of takers in school.
I think it might be going down the healthy eating route rather than cake.
Of course, yeah. I mean, as well, you know, I'm sure lots of parents are going to come in for parent consultation, parents in the next few weeks. The amount of artwork that's on the walls that children have produced, either in their lessons, outside of lessons, you know, all throughout the school, I think that the majority of the artwork is actually now made, I don't know if that's the right word, but it's produced by our children rather than things that have been bought and framed. It's, you know, things that they've done themselves.
Yeah, and we've tried to, I mean, because the co-curriculum going alongside our curriculum, we have our Wicked Work Weeks at the end of each full term. We've got Wicked Work Week next week. And the purpose of that is for the children to apply some of their learning from the term into a creative project. So we have piece of artwork, we have sculptures, for some year groups, we've got, I believe it's year three and year five, are putting on an assembly showcase of what they've been learning. And that for us is co-curriculum as well. It is learning what, doing what you've done in the curriculum and then finding a way to showcase that and show off what you can do.
Yeah.
We think that's all part of it, really.
Yeah, you have to do something with the information, don't you, to really sort of learn it and understand it and look at it from different angles. Which is, you know, like, it's a good skill for anything in life, I suppose, that we're exposing our children to quite young.
Yeah, definitely. And we're giving these children the opportunities, and we're trying to give them so many different opportunities in different subject areas so that they can develop that passion, so that when they do get to secondary school and perhaps later on in to further education, they're starting to think, this is what I really love. Yeah, we want them to keep an open mind and actually enjoy lots of different subjects, but we know that for some children they will have a passion in a particular area, and we want to enhance that.
Definitely.
For them.
Yeah.
So we kind of briefly touched upon some of the opportunities in the summer term. We talked about the Great Middleton Make-Off, and there were some other events happening. I'm just looking at a list here. And by the way, you can find out all the different opportunities that are happening on our school website. So if you were to go to our website, go to the subjects page, and then the curriculum page, and then under that there's a tab that says co-curriculum, and you'll find out more about these different things. But we've got Middleton's Got Talent performing arts event happening in the summer term, so we always get a wide range of different talents coming to that. We have got an international day coming up in the summer term for year 5 and 6 children. Our geography lead is running a Save the Ocean competition, and again, children get a chance to go and research and find out different ways that we can save our oceans. Our computing lead is going to be offering an animation competition, because we know children love coding in their computing lessons, so they're going to have a chance to do some animations. And of course, summer term sporting wise is where things get really busy.
Yeah, so obviously everyone will take part in a sports day. Which we're looking at dates now, so we can let you know. Obviously, the big thing that looms is athletics, which I think that the structure of that's changing slightly. I haven't been told yet. You know, we've got the tennis competitions, cricket competitions, which you know a lot of those things are things that appeal to different children. Yeah, you know, it's not everyone is having tennis lessons outside of school, but you know, we do definitely have children who have tennis lessons. You see in our lessons that we do, some children spark an interest. So we're gonna something I think we're gonna look at. I've got to be careful saying this on it because people will hold me to it. Gonna look at is probably for certain sports is having some more inter-class things, just because then it allows a greater number of our children to participate at the same time. You're sort of limited by, you know, amount of seats on minibuses sometimes. Whereas, you know, we've got a lot of space here ourselves. So, you know, sometimes that competition, you know, that gameplay doesn't have to be against other schools. So that's something we're going to look into throughout the summer term. And then I know I've touched on football before, but the boys' season's finished. The girls will have their opportunity throughout the summer term. So that's 3, 4, 5, and 6. So all of those things are coming up. Just trying to think if I've forgotten anything.
No,
I think I have.
Fairly comprehensive, yeah. And it obviously all culminates in the sports days and that competition aspect on those sports days as well. Okay, so lots to look forward to in our co-curriculum in the summer term. Lots of events that your children can sign up for, and obviously talk to your kids about this as well and encourage them, because we try and get messages out to children during assemblies and in classes and so on, but sometimes that can be missed. So take a look on the website, and if you see something there you feel that your child would be really interested in taking part in, encourage them.
And alongside that, recently I was having a conversation with a parent about cricket, because they've got involved with the local cricket team. I believe it's in Middleton, and they were looking for players. And although we don't send out flyers and we don't advertise stuff, because as you can imagine, we literally get hundreds of emails a week for saying, can you advertise this? But if it's specific and your child's team needs players, we can assist with that. But on the flip side of that, if your child is really interested in something and you're not quite sure what's the best, because again, you can search these things on Google and you'll get 100 hits. We might have some knowledge of, this might be a better opportunity for your child. We might have had some dealings with some of these clubs, providers, companies. So you can always ask us that question as well. The PE department, we've got our own email address that we give out, so it's pe@middletonschool.org. That comes through to our email addresses in the office, and we're always happy to help with that sort of stuff as well.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Beaumont. And likewise, if it's non-PE, if it's one of the other subject areas and you feel like, what can I do to further my children's enthusiasm at home, drop us an email. Yeah. We can direct it to the right subject leader. And as I say, not in every case, we won't always be able to point you in the right direction, but we will certainly try our best.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Beaumont, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Parents, I hopefully you find that useful. In the summer term, we will be doing a couple more podcasts. The next one we've got planned in summer term one, between Mrs. Trail and myself, is on pastoral aspects of school life, how we pastorally support your child in school. And then in summer two, just before the publication of school reports, we are going to be doing one about school reports and what the purpose of those are, and to help parents understand that a little bit better, because we appreciate sometimes with the education jargon of assessment and progress and attainment, it can be a little confusing. So we will look to add that in. I will just finish by just reminding everyone that the music that you're going to listen to on the way out of this podcast was by Arushi. So well done to Arushi. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you.